It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and I saw this and I was like, well, I know a few of us have been guilty of this. Anybody here on the Joe and Alex Show? Me, Joe, that's me, Joe. Alex, Live the Web Girls on Vacation and producer Porkchop. Anybody here ever been pulled over for speeding?
Yeah.
Lots of times, unfortunately.
Alex, didn't you get pulled over for speeding not that long ago as you were pulling into the parking lot?
Yep, I got pulled over here in the parking lot of the studio.
How much was the ticket they gave you?
I've never had a ticket. I always get out of it. I'm very nice. I usually cry. They feel bad for me.
Never get out of tickets. I got pulled over doing 20 over, 25 over, 10 over, everything I've been over.
Oh, I've been pulled over going probably 35, 40 over.
Oh, my God.
Didn't get a ticket.
I've had over 50 tickets.
Oh, my word.
How do you, hold on.
No wonder you can't afford anything. Your freaking insurance is $1,000 a month.
Take that back. How do you even have insurance?
My insurance is good. I'm good.
How much does it cost? Yeah.
How much does what cost? My insurance? I'll tell you. So in where I lived in Michigan, it was $300 a month. But right now, it's $150 a month.
Okay.
Because insurance rates here are better than Michigan.
Okay. My car insurance is, I think, $125 a month.
Okay. Now, while we're giving out stuff, what's your guys' social security number again?
Well, no. But like, don't you think that's interesting? How much people pay for insurance when they've had 100 bajillion tickets?
I think it bothers me that Porkchop has that many. Well, you're not as bad, I guess, actually, this guy's not as bad as you. A dude in Canada says that Motley Crue's hit song, Kickstart My Heart, let's take this one back to the 80s. This song was the reason why he got a speeding ticket. After he was pulled over, he told the cop, Kickstart My Heart was on the radio, man, and it just makes me drive faster. I feel like I'm playing, it's not Grand Theft Auto. What's that racing game? It came out years ago, but this is like the
theme. Need for Speed?
No, it's like where you customize cars, you race around tracks. You don't commit crimes or anything like that.
Mario Kart?
NASCAR?
No, neither one of those.
Grand Theft Auto?
Somebody tweet us, no, at Joe and Alex Show.
Twisted Metal.
It's not Gran Torino or Gran Turismo. I don't know, but this song was on there.
I mean, I get it. It's got like a fast beat, fast tempo. That's what's going to make you want to drive faster.
So, anybody here have a song that, you know, sometimes you got to be careful because when it comes on, you drive a little too fast?
This has actually happened to me.
Well, this song was it for you?
No, not this song. I had a song of my own. So I was listening to Akon's I'm So Paid.
This reminds me of high school. I think I had this song on a burn CD.
I don't even remember this song.
You don't?
I actually got pulled over doing 90 in a 65 while listening to this song, but I got the ticket lowered to 74 in
because
a 65.
Because you admitted this is why you were speeding?
No. I said I was going downhill and I had a lot of luggage in my car and it made me go faster.
What? What is this? The Flintstones?
Yeah, this is the biggest lie I've ever heard.
I'm lying?
I would have tased you for being so stupid.
No. I did it through the courts. Like, the guy wrote me for the main ticket for 90 and a 65, and then I submitted to the court and they lowered it to 74.
Are you kidding me?
I'm dead serious. And I actually got to tell Akon himself that I got a ticket listening to this song.
No way. What did he say?
He's like, all right, I'll give you the $150. No, I'm kidding. He didn't. I was like, you should pay me for this ticket.
Was the police officer understanding because you were listening to convict music?
Akon actually did a remix of the song after he talked to Porkchop. He's like, doing 74 and a 65.
Right.
That's so much more lame.
Okay, this song, like, I like all kinds of music, but this actually happened when we were on break. This song came on, and I hate driving. Usually my wife drives everywhere when we go on vacation, but when I was visiting my mom in Ohio, this song came on, this alternative rock station, and oh, man, I lost it. Oops, sorry, wrong one right there. This one. Shut up. You told them all. Harvey Danger's the group. It's called Flagpole Sitta.
I've heard this.
It's old school, but I love it.
This song reminds me, I feel like this song would be in one of those...
The 90s?
Early 2000s high school movies.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Agree. Yep, like
that's
a
what
classic
it reminds
one
me
you'd see.
And like, Win a Date with Tad Hamilton or something.
One of my favorite movies of all time. I have to admit it. It's one of the best. It's like paranoid.
It's good, but I think I drive normal speed to this personally.
Oh, I was like, she's like, slow down. You're only 90. I'm like, because I never go above like 75.
Well,
so I was going really fast.
Mine is, you played a little bit of it, but mine is Migos Fight Night. beat. Stand to the left. Bro, you can stand to the right.
Yeah, yeah.
Little mama, she keep looking at me, mama. I'ma knock the bummers out like fight night. I bounce up and down in my driver's seat when I listen to this as I'm driving.
Can we, like, put this on Instagram? Who has the best, like, song?
Which one would make you speed the most?
Yeah, I feel like mine is.
Really?
Doing 90 in a 65?
Okay, the lyric. Because you're talking about the lyrics of it.
Yeah, so that made me go 90 in a 65.
Well, that's just dumb.
But every song has lyrics about speeding.
I know, but still, the beat of the song, you're just chilling. Windows down.
It's the beat. The lyrics don't matter to a song. It's like, this is like, boom, 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 boom.
If that's what we're gonna, if that's the criteria that we're gonna base this stupid thing off of, then I guess I should have picked Life is a Highway. Freaking lames.
Okay. Thank you.
Mine's best.
The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Coming up in the garbage, there's been an update in the R. Kelly investigation. Kevin Hart revealed whether or not he'd reconsider hosting the Oscars, and this former teen actress is still struggling with substance abuse.